Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the weekly blog that's all about the issues of aging. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. Don't forget to check out all the disclaimers and information on this website so you can see who I am and who I am not. The title of today's podcast is The Ambulance is on the Way, Now What? And for more information on this subject, because I can't cover it all in the time we have here on this podcast, you should listen to my radio show from 8:25. You can go to my website, and that's a whole hour on this subject. And also, my Facebook Live that I did on 8:26, you can go to Facebook, Assets and Aging Facebook page. It's Facebook/Assets and Aging, and you can go there and you can see more information on this really important subject. This is it in a nutshell. And by the way, I've got a workshop coming up on Saturday that'll be talking about this subject. There's always information available. You can always get a hold of me on right here on the website by scrolling down, by calling my phone number, by signing up directly for a workshop, or by sending me an email, which you can scroll down and send me an email. Lots of ways to get in touch, lots of ways to make sure you're up to date with the issues of aging. Okay, so the ambulance is on the way. What does that mean? Well, mom had a stroke. Dad fell down and broke his hip. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. The incident doesn't matter. The ambulance is on the way. Now what? The ambulance is going to take Dad to the hospital. He's going to be there 3 days. He had a stroke. He's going to a nursing home for rehab. Mom is at home. Now what? You have to be able to answer all of the following things for you, your spouse, your parent, your loved one, whoever it is. How many bank accounts, brokerage accounts, stocks, bonds, IRAs, 401ks, life insurance policies, annuities, pensions, and other financial instruments or products are there? How do you know? Are you sure or do you guess? What do you mean you're not sure? Well, why aren't you sure? You should be sure. You have to be sure. Who's the owner? Who can sign? What are the amounts? What companies? What banks? Who's the beneficiary? Who can close accounts, open accounts, or change accounts? Well, Bob, I have a trust and powers of attorney. So what? Do they give somebody the authority to do all this stuff? A lot of powers of attorney don't go into effect until you're incompetent. You haven't been declared incompetent. You're in the emergency room full of dilaudid. What is there a pension? Who gets your pension? Your IRA, your 401k. When you die? What are the tax implications of all of the above? What documents do you have? Do you have a will? Do you have a trust? Do you know the difference? Is it revocable or irrevocable? Who's the trustee? Who's the trustee at death or disability? Who can amend or revoke the trust? Are trust assets safe from the claims of creditors, lawsuits, hostile family members, beneficiaries? Who are they? Do you know? Did somebody die and you never got around to changing them? Anyone excluded? Why? Does your trust deal not only with the issues of dying, but also frailty and disability? Can your trustee deal with community property issues? All of these things you have to be able to answer as the ambulance pulls away from the door. Do you have powers of attorney for property, healthcare, or both? Are they immediate or are they springing? You don't know? Why not? Do you even know what springing means? Are they HIPAA compliant? Who's the agent? That means who has your power of attorney? Can the agent create, amend, or revoke a trust, make unlimited gifts, make funeral arrangements, sign arbitration or mediation agreements, file court actions, close, open, or change financial brokerage, IRA, pensions, life insurance, annuities, bonds, and other accounts, file a claim or defend against a claim? Can your agent manage pets? Can the agent sell or rent a home or other real estate, collect rents, deal with mortgages? Can the agent apply for government benefits, including Medicare, Medi-Cal, VA? Can the agent make end-of-life decisions or donate organs? Can the agent exclude hostile family members? Can the agent make decisions regarding palliative care, end-of-life care, funeral plans? What kind? Pick a casket or urn, open or close a grave or niche, arrange for a memorial service, deal with an autopsy. Who has drug allergies? Can the agent make care facilities or pick a facility? Home, assisted living, nursing home. Can the agent pay for care or hire or fire caregivers? Can the agent enter into contracts? Can the agent pay themselves as a caregiver? Do you have a care contract? Can the agent sign arbitration agreements? That's all the stuff you're going to have to know as the ambulance pulls away from the door. I'm glad you have the answers to all of that. If you don't, you should be on the phone at the end of this podcast calling me and saying, Bob, we need to get in and see you right away. You have to know, somebody in your family has to know the answers to those questions. If they don't know the answers to those questions, there's a problem and a very, potentially very large one. Who knows the answer to all of that stuff? If it's not you, who? The ambulance is on the way. Now what? You can get a hold of me right here on the homepage that you're looking at. My phone number's there. You can sign up for my upcoming workshop on the 31st. You can get all the information you need if you don't have the answers to those questions. Just because you have a document doesn't mean it's going to deal with what you're going to need to deal with after somebody has the stroke, after the ambulance leaves, after they need rehab or long-term care. 800-999-8007. You can scroll down for my email address. You can scroll down to sign up for my workshop. And most of all, you can follow me on Facebook. Do it. In fact, I suggest you go to my Facebook page and you find it's Facebook/Assets in Aging, and you find the Facebook Live that I did yesterday. It's about 10 or 15 minutes long, and it's just on this issue. Thanks so much for joining me here on the podcast today. I look forward to seeing you at an upcoming workshop or hearing from you or coming in to see me for a free appointment. Don't miss out. It's important. Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Have a great day. Talk to you later. Bye.